There were no books in Eleanor's kitchen, not one, but they ate an excellent supper there at a wooden table that came, so Eleanor assured them, from the scriptorium of an Italian monastery. Maggie doubted it. As far as she knew, the monks had worked at desks with sloping tops in the scriptoria of their monasteries, but she kept this information to herself. Instead, she took another slice of bread and was just wondering how nice the cheese standing on the supposed scriptorium table would be when she noticed Mo whispering something to Eleanor. Since Eleanor's eyes widened greedily, Maggie concluded they could only be discussing a book, and she immediately thought of brown paper, a pale green linen binding, and the anger in Mo's voice. Beside her, Dustfinger surreptitiously slipped a slice of ham into his backpack for Gwyn's supper. Maggie saw a round nose emerge from the pack, snuffling in the hope of more delicacies. Dustfinger smiled at Maggie when he noticed her looking at him, and gave Gwyn some more ham. He didn't seem to find anything odd about Mo and Eleanor's whispering, but Maggie was sure the two of them were planning something secret. After a short time, Mo rose from the table and went out. Maggie asked Eleanor where the bathroom was, and followed him. It was a strange feeling to be spying on Mo. She couldn't remember ever doing it before, except the night before, when Dustfinger had arrived, and the time when she had tried to find out whether Mo was Santa Claus. She was ashamed of stealing after him like this, but it was his own fault. Why was he hiding the book from her? And now he might be going to give it to this Eleanor, a book Maggie wasn't allowed to see. Ever since Mo had hurriedly hidden it behind his back, Maggie hadn't been able to get it out of her head. She had even looked for it.